broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
How many times do we was out at K&K listening to the
Jump loving it.
By Eddie?
Loving a jump.
Oh, Van Halen.
Big Eddie.
Oh, sucks.
Terrible.
65. Cancer sucks.
Bad.
Bad. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
You know what else sucks? Getting on Sports Talk at 8:23.
8:23? Are you kidding me?
Guys, we haven't been on.
It was...
What?
That was a miscommunication on my part.
You know how many people out there listening right now are so mad?
My hearing aid clicked off. My hearing aids clicked off. When Neil played the Wilson Pickett song.
Mustang Sally?
Yep. And I couldn't hear that song.
Okay.
Okay. And I didn't know you guys were here.
Huh.
Okay. So I was stretching. I was stretching the show out.
Neil's got 11 clocks
covering
in here.
You guys.
Let's go.
Thinking Bubba had a meeting.
You know, there's only one place that has more clocks than this. Emmett on Mayberry RFD.
Emmett had a lot of clocks.
He had to fix a lot of them.
He was a great clock fixer.
Giuseppe.
What?
Was Giuseppe a clockmaker on Pinocchio?
Pinocchio, yeah.
He was.
Huh? How about that name, huh?
It's Giuseppe.
Welcome to Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Jack's still here. Behind the scenes, Chuck is now on the main board. Mick Spencey sitting off to the
in
side.
The
and as always, Rocker looking Dapper. Awesome.
Dapper tonight.
How about that shirt?
Duke's of Hazzard shirt.
Got the Duke's hats.
I love it. Daisy Duke.
Need a little Daisy on there.
Oh, he doesn't have Daisy Dukes on.
Yeah, he's got his Daisy. He's wearing those shorts on. I like it.
Daisy Dukes.
Where you been? Where have we been?
Oh, sick.
We ain't been feeling good. We've been a little under the weather.
I think your last show was March Madness.
It might have been.
It was close.
It might have been. Hey, if you're sick, what's the CDC say?
Stay home, boys. Stay home. And you did. And you did it well.
We did good.
You did it well.
We're kicking.
We did. We're doing good.
Feeling good.
And you both look good.
We look good. We feel good.
Feeling good.
I think Fee got a haircut.
Trump. We are us two and Trumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't keep us
You
down.
Guys were out 17 days. Trump was out 17 hours.
First of all.
Something tells me we didn't get as good drugs as he got.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he got some good stuff.
First of all, how are we both get it? I mean, that's unbelievable.
First of all, you guys are joined at the hips. You sit on the same riding lawnmowers when you mow your grass.
All card together.
Gee, it really surprised me you both got sick.
Well, I can tell you this much. We wasn't kissing.
No kissing.
Wasn't that. Uh-uh. But we're both back, and we're both feeling really good. And thanks, everybody, for all the well wishes and checking in. And it's Sports Talk, and what a week it was for the Indians. And one of the guys that we're going to talk to is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Boys and Girls Golf Team, or Girls Golf Team, and that is Joe Burns. And Burns is going to call in here in about 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about the Lady Indians, and they just had their tournament.
Historic year for the Lady Indians.
Exactly. What a neat deal.
What a good guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And his daughter.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they made the first Fort Recovery team in the history of our school.
To make the districts, right?
To make the districts. Now, Kathy Stogler, I think, was the first girl golfer. Is that right?
Yes.
Could be.
Yes.
Throw me a year. 77, 74,
1977.
1977. So, girls golf. Now, we haven't always had a team.
Right.
But you're looking at 43 years. 43 years of girls golf. And we got a girls golf team that made it to the districts or regionals, awesome. I think is what it is. And that's really a cool deal. So we're going to talk to Joe. Joe's going to give us a call. We're also going to talk to the commissioner.
Commish!
Of the MAC, and I think the MAC has a 50-50 deal that they're going to start up this week, and he's going to give us some details of that. We're going to talk Indian football and the heartbreaker Friday night. Man, I'll tell you,
killer.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, for us to lose that game, so many things had to happen.
And they did.
And it did.
It was unbelievable.
It did, and I feel bad for the coaching staff. But I can tell you right now, the coaching staff, they'll be fine. I feel bad for the seniors. I feel bad for those kids that busted their, you know, that fell a little short and lose a game like that.
That's a big notch to win, beat St. Henry. I mean, that's a big, big game. And it's a huge game for Coach Niekamp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of his favorite all year.
Oh, no question.
So you know it's a heartbreaker.
But when you lose, the blessing is that we're still playing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean...
Season 2 starts in 2 weeks.
That game, I mean, every game means, something. But the fact that they get to come back this week, somewhat start all over, has to help.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And then we start out next Friday night versus Milford Center, Fairbanks, and it's second season, and you just got to go on. And we'll discuss the football game and what's going on in a little bit. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with Coach Joe Brenz.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you through October 8th. Their huge steak sale just got better. Ribeyes are $6.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.49 a pound, and T-bone steaks are now just $4.99 a pound. That's right, just $4.99 a pound for T-bones, so now's the time to fill your freezer. And with the weather getting cooler, it's chili time. Ground chuck is just $2.99 a pound, no limit, and all the fixings are on one shelf right when you go in the store. Also, Eckrich smoked sausage, Little Smokies, and Smoky Links are all two for $6. Shop local and save big at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host Minster in a big MAC match and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast. On Saturday, they'll travel to Fort Loramie to take on one of the toughest teams in the state with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp will bring you all that action live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. Football has no game this week since they earned a bye in the first week of the playoffs. They'll host Milford Center Fairbanks a week from Saturday on October 17th. You can catch all the volleyball action live this week right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I'm not feeling any of the side effects, nausea or diarrhea or anything. That could come later, but got the last 2 days of school in, so that's good.
Good.
Joe Brenz on the line, Hastings Hotline. Coach Brenz, how you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad. You know, golf season just kind of finished up. Kind of sad to say, we're done for the year, but we really set some good records this year individually and, as a team. And the girls had a good time. They advanced to district, so that was a first. So we got some good memories. And unfortunately, we have to say bye to, four seniors that I got the pleasure to working with, two of them for 4 years and two of them for 3 years.
Brenzy, I looked at some of those kids, in some of their scores and how much they've improved, and that is a feather in your cap, my friend. And the girls, don't get me wrong, but if you look at the swings of those kids, they developed the game of golf, and that's a lifetime of something they'll take with them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. And you and Harold, who are lifetime golfers, you know, it's not an easy game by any means. And, boy, you really got to take your lumps. You know, at the beginning of the, you know, the process, you're going to hit a lot more bad shots than good shots. But you just got to, you know, persevere. And, you know, obviously this game gets addicting once you kind of start, you know, beating some PRs. And, you know, we tried to create a little excitement. We tried to have a little fun. And, you know, it's one of those sports that, as you can say, you can have that for your lifetime. And, you know, I hope the girls, you know, really reflect and say, boy, that was a good time those years of golf.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, Brinzy, some of my finest memories is back in our high school golf days with Bob and me and Mick, and we were the worst teams of all time. We were so bad. But it's just one of them things where you get hooked on it, and you know, both Bob and I, we've been playing every dang year since, and you've given them something that they'll never forget.
Well, you know, I told the girls, you know, unfortunately I didn't get to go with them on Monday, but you know, just a little text at the end saying, you know, last year it was really special. My daughter got to make it to districts, but you know, as an individual, just something was missing, and you know, that team aspect of picking it. And I kind of made the comment. I said, that's why, you know, you see all these guys playing Friday night softball leagues forever. It's just that team unity, or you know, playing a foursome on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, those bonding experience, you know, celebrating a victory with the team, there's just no better.
You said you lost four seniors, Joe. Can you give us their names and talk a little bit about each one of them?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be led by, you know, Shelby Stahman made first team all conference this year. That was one of her goals. She's been a 4-year letter winner, and she's got an opportunity to maybe continue her golf at Bluffton College. She's a very smart girl, so she's got some other options in terms of academically, but Bluffton is definitely her. The coach went and watched her the entire sectional, so you know, right now I'm sure she hasn't made her mind up totally, but we're going to miss her. She's had a really good golf career. And then Allie Vaughn, who started for 4 years, she's a 4-year letter winner, and you know, she just gradually got better and better as each year progressed. And then we also have 3-year Kendra Deuce and 3-year Trisha Garkey, who Kendra actually broke into the 40s this year. And you know, that's always something big for a girl if you can beat that 50 plateau. And then, you know, Trisha struggled last year but had a pretty good year this year as a senior. And, you know, she made it a point to work hard on a game. And she had some good scores this year as well. So we're going to miss those four, absolutely. So, you know, we got a lot of kids back. We still got, you know, we're going to have 5 seniors next year. So some of those girls got some varsity experience. And hopefully we have a good off season. And, you know, maybe... you know, you never know. You know, you put some time in your game. You know, it's amazing what, you know, just getting out and playing a lot in the summer does for you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And then you know, you talk about those four seniors and what you got coming back. And really, I mean, we're going to take it away that this is not your daughter. Let's just talk about your number one player in Jalen Bruins. And her potential is unlimited.
Well, you know, she had a good year. She broke her own record. Last year she had a 36, and this year she hit 36 twice and also threw a 1-under-35 in there. So she's had some really good rounds. You know, I think one of our highlights this year was beating St. Henry. And, you know, she beat Ellen head-to-head. She shot a 38. Ellen shot a 40. And, you know, that night as a team, we really played well. Paige, Ben had her PR with a 50 that particular day. So, you know, we lose a lot, but yet we got our number one back, and we got some girls that are really capable of stepping it up. So, you know, unfortunately, Jalen didn't get to advance to state. Yeah, it's just, you know, she didn't play bad golf by any means, but, you know, she kind of hit her peak about right before my surgery. So, I mean, golf just goes so quick. And, you know, you have those hot stretches where you really want to play. You're playing well. And then sometimes you go into the tournament, maybe not always playing well, or, you know, your putting's just not your speed. And unfortunately for Jalen, I mean, our team didn't play bad by any means. But looking at the scores, you know, we lost 22 strokes from getting in the state. If we would have shot our average, we would have been there. But, you know, everyone can kind of say that. The course was hard. They set up. I believe Jeff was saying most of the tees were about 20 yards further than what the practice round was the day before. So it played extremely difficult.
Set it up tough for him.
Absolutely. Well, you can talk about the highlights of your daughter. My thinking that her highlight of the year was when she found out her dad was going to beat this cancer. And you got to take your hat off to that kid for having to do what she did, knowing that the coach and her dad was going through the struggles. So I would have to say that our golf team gets an A+ this year because of everything that went through, and I would give you an A+.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, guys, and I couldn't do it without my help of my best bud, Jeff Vaughn. I mean, he's been there when I can't make it, and you know, he's got a very good rapport with all those girls, and with his daughter in there, that was a nice transition. And you know, I had a lot of people that, you know, I didn't really need their help, but they actually expressed their thoughts and, you know, gave me, hey, if you need something, or if you want me to run practice, or if you want another set of eyes. And so just a lot of good people at 4 Recovery that's in my corner. And obviously, I'm going to beat this thing, but it's going to take some time. So
absolutely,
I'm going to have to be tough. But yeah, I couldn't really, you know, looking at this year and you know, telling, you know, my family and kids, like August 1st, which is first day of golf season.
Yeah.
She had big burden on her hands, mm-hmm. and she played outstanding. So I'm very proud of her.
Absolutely,
should be.
As we are proud of you, Coach.
Absolutely,
Bruce,
buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We wish you nothing but the best, and you kick this the cancer's ass, buddy, because you got a lot of celebrating to do.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun coaching that daughter next year.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for all the support.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a break. Come right back with Kamish. Right for this Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Fort Recovery Community Club's Fall Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, October 17th. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, this year featuring premium pollock loin. And there'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will also be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday evening, October 17th, and try out their new premium pollock loin fish fry, serving from 4 to 7:30.
Why can't this be love?
Crank that stuff up, Charlie. Oh,
this is that song.
We're talking over it.
Yeah.
When you talk about great guitar players, and of course, he is one of the greatest, if yep. not the greatest. Now, Neil Old School, he'll who? I mean, Clapton. Hendrix. Santana,
Slash.
Hendrix, B.B. King.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when you
his tap, whatever the hell that tap stuff was.
Oh.
He did that. Nobody can do that. Everybody tries to do that. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
What's so cool about that? If you like I was watching his videos and he sticks his cigarette on the end of his guitar and it's smoking the whole time.
Eugene used to do that.
Yeah, and he's not playing a normal guitar. He's hitting his keys right up on the bar.
Yeah.
And it's so freaking awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was a champion. Old Joe Burns, what a great guy.
Great guy.
I know we do wish him nothing but the best, yep. but how hard would that have been for the whole team?
Oh, man.
Not just his daughter, but the whole team. Because, and I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to agree with me 100%. When you're in high school, 90% of the kids love their coach and will do anything for him.
Yep.
And when you're talking about girls golf, that number is 100%.
Yes. Yep.
That absolutely worship the ground the guy walks on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He's a really good coach, but he's an awesome person.
Yeah.
That's you know, that registers with those kids.
Yeah.
He's an awesome person. Yeah. Even if he's a terrible coach, which he isn't, if he's a terrible coach, he's such a great person. They would love him forever because he's such a good guy.
Yeah, how about your shirt? I can't stop looking at it.
Top notch, ain't it?
Huh?
Top notch.
How long you had that?
The Dukes.
About a month.
Where'd you get that bad boy?
Off online.
Nice.
Saw it on Facebook one time, and I thought, well, you know, I didn't realize it was a Hawaiian type thing, but mm-hmm. but you know, it's Hawaiian not bad.
Dukes. Size did you get?
It was
small.
I had to go 2S because you know Chinese, their sizing and all. I had
nothing to do with the size of you. Well, you're blaming it on the Chinese. You and Trump.
He just knew small wasn't going to work.
I knew extra large was going to.
I'm going to get her done.
No,
I like loose, man.
Nice part is it's only $400.
Cheap. That is a cheap shirt.
I don't know.
Worth it. Well worth it.
Well worth it.
I think it is too. Yeah.
Well worth.
Now you want to talk about a great shirt? The guy sitting across from me right now.
Yes, sir.
Boys, the Cleveland Browns are going to the Super Bowl.
We're back.
Good
really?
Possibility.
They're gonna get tickets? I can't. Most people can't get tickets.
We're going. Did you see where? Okay, first of all, my favorite governor in the world is Ron DeSantis. He said Miami can capacity the Dolphins.
Loaded up
65,000,
and four people will show up.
Are you stupid?
Billion people will show up.
And Dolphin fans.
He says, "Boys, we got to live with it.
Let's go.
We got to go." Trump says, "I am not scared of COVID."
Bring it on,
Rocker. Are you scared of COVID?
Not really.
You want me to sneeze on you?
Sure. What the hell? I've had worse things happen to me. I mean,
yeah, but most of the time you paid for it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely. Yeah. So, V, we're sitting here, getting a little time here for the commission to call. Friday night's football game.
Yeah.
Now,
man. Oh, commission.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. Welcome to Sports Talk. Who do we have on that end?
On this end, it would be Don Kemper.
Hey, Dicker.
Now, is that the Don Kemper?
Big T, Bubba.
Digger, couldn't be any better.
We're awesome.
I happened to see you Saturday getting your WOW ticket.
Wowed up.
I did get my WOW ticket.
We're ready to go.
I am ready to go.
If you win...
Hopefully we can have one next year.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we'll have it.
We're having
if you win the Ted Nugent hunting excursion, you going?
Yes, sir.
Taking you, Buddy Fee off?
Yeah, who you taking?
Me and Big Fee.
Yes, sir.
Me and Big Fee will be going hunting with Ted Teddy. Nugent, no doubt about it.
You two both fly a helicopter.
Yeah,
and then Ted will shoot us.
We'll get some cat scratch fever probably.
Yes.
What's Pudman call that? No, we ain't going to say it.
We're not going.
We ain't allowed to say what it is.
We ain't allowed to say that one.
Don Kemper on the line here, and the commissioner wanted to come in, wanted to talk a little bit about something that the MAC is doing, Don, to raise some money for the schools. And you want to go ahead and tell us about what's going on?
Well, yeah, Bubba. We decided to do an online 50-50 raffle. As everyone knows, you know, the COVID-19 thing has really done some damage to the athletic department.
Killed
finance. Yeah. I mean, you know, think about a Friday night football game and what that 50-50 pot is, you know, in a normal season.
Yeah.
Per, you know, every Friday night. And so that income comes into the school, you know, mostly the athletic boosters, but you know they're not able to sell tickets, and so this was a something that I came up with to hopefully offset some of the costs associated with running the conference, the awards, you know, all the stuff. I mean, I just spent paid for the boys and girls golf tournaments about $1,500 a piece, you know. Just paid for the awards for fall and winter, about another $1,500. And, you know, there's a lot of costs associated. And, you know, the athletic departments don't have the money coming in like they normally would. I mean, normally football and volleyball fund those athletic departments. You know, basketball, you know, obviously helps a little bit. But, I mean, right now we're looking at something that's going to have a huge impact on the budgets for these schools. So we're trying to find a way to navigate through it and at least soften the impact a little bit.
When you come up with this idea and everything can be purchased online through a credit card, is there a fee on to the credit card?
There is not. And so if you buy, there are two options when you buy tickets. You can get 10 tickets for $10 or 25 tickets for $20. Those are the two options. Mm-hmm. So when you buy that, it's $20. If you buy the 25 tickets, you get charged $20. So there's no fee associated. And then it's an even split. So the money that the winner gets right now, I'm actually online, right now looking at the website, and it's got a countdown clock, 3 days, 3 hours, 9 minutes, 12 seconds to the drawing. And right now there's $195 to the winner. And so that's based on the income we have so far.
So this is every weekend, Don? Every week until state, I take it? Hopefully.
Yeah, we're looking at doing it every week. We're going to do it for 1 week and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say for certain we're going to keep it on a week. But, you know, I just, as I said, it just went up $10. So somebody probably bought $20 worth of tickets.
Bubba.
So yep. It's $205 now.
Okay. So where are we going, Don? Where we buy these?
So you go to Midwest Athletic Conference, all spelled out, .com, and if you you go to the homepage there, you'll see at the top of that homepage, you will see like the logo of all the schools, and you just scroll down just underneath that, it says 50-50 raffle tickets, and it shows on the left side 25 tickets for $20, and on the right side 10 tickets for $10. And you click on one of those tickets, and it'll take you to a checkout, basically a box that says, you know, enter your information, credit card information, whatever. And it's all done on a secure, it's called WooCommerce, which almost every online store uses. So it's a very secure, you know, it's not like we're using a fly-by-night company to manage the payment. It's a very secure system that does a lot of online business. So it's something that, you know, is fairly trusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking at it right now, Digger. It looks like it's pretty easy to do. And with the young kids nowadays, they have no trouble buying stuff online. Neil, me, Fee, probably struggle a little trouble. Bit. But I think that most of the people ain't going to have any trouble.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Neil. Hey, yes, if once we go in there like this week, does it store our credit card, debit card information so we don't have to put it in every week? Old people like me.
That is a great question.
We'll work on that. So, because old people like me struggle doing it once. If I have to do it every week, it's going to be a problem. but nobody else will have a problem with that.
I'll look into that.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. I know, like, Bubba, you're saying that you're not very good at that kind of stuff. You're on Venmo. You just Venmo'd me on Saturday.
Well.
I mean, come on.
Come on, Bubba.
These bunnies flying around all over the place with you, so oh, yeah. So don't give me that stuff.
You're a moron. Hey, so here's my next question.
Well, I'm consistent. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I've been reading, and a lot of people are commenting on the $12 OHSA tournament tickets. Now, I think that it's a great idea. Because most of the people that are only going to attend are the people who are going to go to the games. Is this, you think, as a one-time ticket increase for these because of the COVID, because of the amount of fans? Or do you think this might be something that could be new to, this could be something that we're going to have to get used to?
I don't think, my personal opinion is, and I'll just preface this by saying, since Jim Snodgrass left the OHSAA, what I think is going to happen and what will happen, I have no idea. Because there's almost no, you know, it used to be Jerry was out in front of everything and the transparency was there. And he would give you probably more information than you needed. And it's going back to the way it was, where, you know, decisions are made and then at the last minute they drop them. So, but the one thing I would say is, to me, this is a one-time deal where, you know, attendance, they're trying to do what other people are trying to do from the standpoint of attendance is down, and they're limiting attendance, so they're trying to make it up by increasing ticket price. So my personal feeling is it's going to be a 2020 deal, and it'll go back. I mean, it may not go back to what, $8 or $9,
right.
But I kind of have a feeling it's not going to stay at 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just going to say that when you look at the increase in the Browns and the Bengals this week, the double the amount of people that can go into the stadiums. So do you think that by the time basketball season comes around, we're still going to be at the 15, or do you think you could, can you see that going to 25? Do you hear anything like that, Don, or as a commissioner, or is that just stuff that you have absolutely no clue?
I really, we actually had a math meeting today, and one of the ADs, we were talking about, so one of the things we talked about were, you know, some of the recommendations and regulations that are coming for the winter sports season. And one of the ADs said that they contacted the OHSAA, and one of the assistant commissioners said, look, we're still trying to get through fall sports.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what we're going to do with winter sports yet.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. You know, when you think about, you think about the Bengals and Browns. It's an outside, even though, you know, you're kind of close, it's done outside. So, you know, it's much less of a confined environment. I personally don't see them doing too much with attendance as far as increasing attendance or percentages until, you know, some point where there's either, you know, medication that treats the symptoms or you know, a vaccine that, you know, will allow people to kind of go back to what we were doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
the tournament trail digger, I tell you, that's 15% of wherever you play at then, as far as attendance?
Yeah, it's...
How many tickets you get?
It's still... Yep. The beauty of it is, you know, a lot of these places that they're using are bigger facilities, so, mm-hmm. you know, they, you know...
So we'll get some more tickets, man.
If you think about it from the standpoint, if you think about it from the standpoint of, you know, going to a 5,000 seat football stadium, you know, now you're talking about what, 750 seats, right? Somewhere in that range. Right.
Yeah.
So it's while it's not good, it's better than
a little better, anyway.
You know, going to a 2,000. Seat place and have it through more seats. So,
yeah. Well, you know what, Don? I think you're full of crap most of the time. But
well, I'm in your camp, unfortunately.
Right.
I think I'm full of crap. Most
so, time. Are you now a Chickasaw resident?
Yeah.
Moved in.
Yeah, I am a Chickasaw.
So, thanks for the invite to come over for the housewarming. I really appreciate that.
Well, the housewarming, everybody had to grab a piece of furniture and carry it in before they got anything. So,
you didn't want me in a big fee around.
No.
Well, you guys were, from what I understand, there was a little quarantine stuff going on.
Only because our wives made us. We would have been there and helped you, dear.
We'd have helped.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I could see why your wives would want to quarantine you, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We talked at length, Digger. I talked to you on Saturday, and let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the MAC is the MAC in football, Coldwater, Marion, New Bremen is really good, a lot of good teams. But this volleyball in this area is absolutely bananas.
Crazy good.
It is. It's nuts. And you know, there are a lot of good teams in the MAC. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys know that. Fort Recovery is one of them. So, you know, Fort Recovery, New Knoxville, New Bremen, very local, you know, probably at the top right now. Knoxville and New Bremen play, I think, next Tuesday.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Boy, that would be that's too bad. That ain't so that couldn't sell out.
That'd be a packed house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No doubter.
Yeah. It's at New Knoxville, so it probably would be sold out.
Yeah.
1,000 people. I mean, their seating capacity for sports is in the barn is 1,000. So I'm sure that would be full.
New Bremen 1, New Knoxville 2, Fort Laramie 4, Fort Recovery 5, Marion Local 6, St. Henry 10.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
And Marion beat Knoxville last night. Or Marion beat Fort Laramie, yeah.
Fort Laramie last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fort Laramie is loaded. I mean, Fort Laramie, they just beat. They might have beat New Bremen, didn't they? Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
they just.
Bremen's only loss. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's. I mean, like I said, And I'll tell you what, Rushi's not bad. I don't know where Rushi's ranked right now, but they're very solid as well. I mean, I think Rushi and Fort Laramie in the Shelby County League had played like a 5-set match or something like that. And I think Fort Laramie won, but I'm not certain. But I mean, they're just, you know, Ottawa Glandorf is really good. A lot of our, you know, a lot of the MAC teams are playing Ottawa Glandorf this year, and you know, Liberty Benton's always good. And you know, the funny thing is, the MAC schools aren't afraid to go out and play some of those schools that are historically very good in volleyball.
No, that's right. We talked to Travis last week, Digger, and that's exactly what he said. You know, I'd much rather go play a strong team that I know that might beat me then go play somebody we're going to get nothing out of.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a lot of sports, you know, in the area where, you know, you don't get any better, you know, beating somebody 3-0, you know, 25-12, 25-13, 25-11, you know, that doesn't make you better.
No.
So they get challenges and, you know, within the conference and a lot of the non-conference stuff. That's what, you know, the volleyball is just super competitive. I mean, I talk to Diana Kramer every once in a while, and she's always talking about, you know, this area, you know, and she's legitimate. She says, you know, when you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the state, you're not too far off when you're saying all those teams are kind of in this area, because that's how strong this area is in volleyball.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Don, one more time, Midwest Athletic Conference. Go to that www.midwestathleticconference. Click on the 50-50 tickets and just follow the old guidelines and it'll work out pretty good. Get your 50-50 chance to win some money and support all the schools in the MAC. Yep. I think it's a great idea, Kamish.
Hey, thanks, Bob and Fee. It's always good talking to you guys and listening to you guys on the radio. You guys do a great job. Support a lot of between the Fort Recovery Radio and you guys, support a lot of the schools, and people appreciate that. So.
Thanks for the kind words, Don. Thanks, we'll let you go, buddy. We will come back. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market right after this.
At Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Cooper Farms strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms Health Insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Coach Melton, members of the basketball coaching staff, and players from the basketball team will be conducting the 2020 Fort Recovery Boys Basketball Camp in October. The camp will stress fundamentals, developing positive attitudes, developing work ethic, and teamwork. Boys in grades 3 through 6 will have their camp on October 19th, 20th, and 22nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And boys in grades 7 and 8 will have their camp on October 26th and 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. There is no cost, and application forms for the 2020 Fort Recovery Boys Basketball Camp can be picked up in the Fort Recovery Elementary or Middle School offices. The Fort Recovery Girls Basketball coaches and players will be hosting the 2020 Lady Indians Youth Basketball Camp on Saturdays in October. The camp is open to girls in grades 3 through 6. There is no cost, and each girl will receive a t-shirt for participating. Registration forms are available in the middle school and elementary offices, and registration for this 2020 Lady Indians Youth Basketball Camp is due back by September 30th.
I feel like getting up here on a table and just air guitaring the crap out of this.
Yeah.
You in or out, Spencey? Will the table hold me?
No, girl.
It'll hold you, but I don't think you can get up there.
Are you stupid?
He's cat quick.
I'm agile. Mobile. Crank us up. What are you doing?
Jump up 2 feet to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really got me going.
You know, right now, everybody's listening to us, just headbanging the crap out.
Yeah.
You know, Bob still never jumped through that folding table.
It'll happen.
Bill.
That was Bill.
How many Christmas shows was that?
We might have to bring that back this year.
Yeah. That was 4 or 5 Christmas shows.
How are we going to do COVID this year for the Christmas show? We got to keep it safe.
Doesn't exist. Oh, I mean.
It'll be big this year.
Uh-huh.
It'll be huge.
It's always big.
It is bad.
It's awesome.
Chuck.
Maybe for next year. Yeah. I got some ideas.
We're back here, Sports Talk. Mr. Harold Healy.
Hello, baby.
Mr. Neil Spencer taking a drink of cold water.
Cold.
Mr. The Man. Rocker. Bond Villain. His top 10 list this week was a couple good ones, a couple stupid ones. You're about a 40-60.
Okay. Okay, which one was the stupid one?
Oh, you had it. One other. It was just absolutely horrible.
Badly?
I put out,
the wrestlers was okay. Wrestlers we'll get good. Into that.
I put out 3 a week.
No, okay, so what was your one before the wrestlers? I was going to kill you.
The Anthony Hopkins?
No. The one where you had...
I got crickets on that one, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad one. Your hot moms?
FR moms. It wasn't hot.
What was it?
FR moms.
Yeah. Any comment?
Crickets? I don't know. What was your opposition to it?
Are you serious?
Crickets.
Huh? Well, you're missing. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I got to put in new people that I haven't tapped into yet.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
Get deep.
Whoa!
Mentioned is what he mentioned.
I love your whenever you bring up the women. I think that's great.
Yeah,
because I get some fired up.
Yeah.
You get a lot of comments.
There's competition
on that.
Out there.
That gets brutal every once in a while.
Yeah, it does, don't it?
They tend to beat me down.
Yeah, well,
I
kind of
enjoy
right.
it.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
kind of into that.
Not too bad.
Fee of the Indians, we're sitting there and on Friday night, and I'm mm-hmm. sitting in my golf cart out on the end zone,
mm-hmm.
and we're texting back and forth, and 21-0, I was cold. I said, boys, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here. I got to go
yep.
listen to it on the radio or the NRFPD.
FM. Yep.
Yep. And 21-7,
mm-hmm.
onside kick, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
Score touchdown, 21-14, no problem.
Still
this
good.
3.5 minutes to go.
Still good.
They kick off.
Mm-hmm.
We, I think we ran one.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got 2 timeouts left. So the best case scenario is we're going to make them run the ball. They're going to use all their timeouts.
Right.
Good to go. Incomplete pass.
Whoops.
Sack, fumble.
Whoops.
Now it's 21-14. Skins have the ball at about midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was at about the 40.
About the 40.
Then we get a sack.
Mm-hmm.
4th down and 19 with 1:30.
Somewhere there.
and the most unbelievable play. Knock it down, Fee.
Yeah, Hobbsy was saying it. Knock it down!
Knock it down.
He knocked it right to him.
Right to Bennett Gills, who walks into the end zone. And then they bring out the extra point. Well, there's no way they were going to kick that point. So, I mean, the game has no, they wind up over two. They run a perfect little throwback walking in. Now it's 22-21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 40 seconds.
Yep.
First play from scrimmage, we throw a 40-yard pass.
Brock
Dews.
Great.
We got the ball at the 27.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Gets out of bounds.
Yep.
We know we need about 10 more.
We got a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we ran, I don't know what, maybe a no gainer.
Could have been.
Then we run a bootleg. Get rid of it. Just don't get sacked. They got sacked.
Ugh.
We could have kicked the field. We was in range. Now, does he make a 40-yarder or not?
Yeah, in that kind of
who knows? Yeah, right.
This year, I don't know that he's missed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you take your chances.
Interesting to get a shot, yeah.
40 seems long, but not this year.
Yeah,
Last year it was too long.
And he got knocked out of range, and then we throw up the Hail Mary, and they knock her down. The game over. Indians get beat 22-21. So, killer loss.
Killer loss.
For the psyche of the team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Killer loss for the seniors.
Mm, yeah.
But we have to regroup for you.
But the nice thing about this year is COVID year, if there is such a thing, a nice thing.
Yep.
It's season two.
That's right.
And we're all 0-0.
That's exactly
right. Now's when it gets fun.
Yep.
And we have, I mean, we've seen them all year. Well, we haven't been there, but we've seen them.
Yeah.
We got potential of being hard to knock out.
Yeah.
We could be tough.
We need to come out here and get a solid confidence-building win.
Yep.
That's what we got to happen. Now,
who we play?
Milford Center Fairbanks, correct? Fairbanks?
Yeah, it's Fairbanks.
Where did they come up with that school?
It's in Union County. So remember when we played
Union County is
it's like down by Shelby's. Yeah. It's like who did we play there? It was really good. Everybody thought we was nuts for playing. We turned around and beat their butt. Remember they went to
long time ago?
A couple years ago.
Oh, I don't know.
First game of the year. Remember we played them?
Yeah.
If anybody knows that, 409-852-9201. Who was that team that we played that was like Division Four? We end up beating their butt. We lost to them once, then we beat them once.
Yeah.
What county?
Union County.
I don't remember that. I remember playing basketball against Triad. That was out that direction. That was.
Yeah, we played Triad.
Kim Wendell says, hey, she just got her 50-50 tickets online. Thank you, Kim.
She's a winner.
Good job. Let's make sure a four recovery guy wins. Huh?
Yeah, I agree.
Or lady.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
What was the name of that school?
God. I have no idea what we're talking about.
The Marys?
No.
It's a smaller school.
No, it's a big school.
Oh, it's a big school?
Yeah. They were like D4, and we're like, what are we playing for? We went to the playoffs one year. Oh, man.
Can't think of that.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Who did we play down in Germantown or somebody? We played then.
Yeah, it wasn't them.
Valley View.
Somebody knows it. Somebody's going to text it. Come on, people. Come on, our fans. It is quarter after nine. People are listening because they love us.
They love us.
They love Rocker.
Rock's the man.
Donnie Workamp's listening.
Donnie.
Did you go to Trader Days? No, you just shut out. Anybody go to Trader Days? Deal, how was it?
We worked the lunch stand, and it was busy as could be.
All right.
I heard it was
extremely busy.
I heard it was awesome.
They said several people, but I don't know if it's official, said it was the biggest one they've ever had.
Really? That's awesome.
Did it have no dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Did the dogs swim?
I have no idea.
I thought somebody said they weren't going to do that.
I've seen dogs swimming. It's on Snapchats.
Perfect. Our lunch stand was 5
so they were betting on
Perry Hall. Perry Hall. North Union. Perry Hall.
I don't remember that.
What? North Union. That's who we played.
North
Union. Was
that
10 years ago when he played?
No, it was like, I don't know when. Perry Hall is that guy.
I don't remember that one at all.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm not sure I've missed a game, but
barely missed that one.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Rocker.
Perry was in the area.
Yeah, I passed him.
Yeah.
He waved at me.
They had their big class reunion.
Yeah.
Passed it yesterday.
You passed me?
Yeah.
Where at?
I think you were coming back from Oakwood.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I was at Defiance.
Uh-huh.
Where'd I pass you at? Van Wert?
North of Van Wert.
You wildcat.
Yeah.
You are nuts.
Crazy.
So anyway, so the game Friday night, that was a tough one. And it's a tough one because, first of all, Fort Recovery is the greatest place in the world.
Awesome.
Fort Recovery's fans are the greatest fans.
Awesome.
You agree with that?
I'm with you.
And our relationship between our fans and our coaching staff, most of us are best friends. Most of us got kids together. We got whatever it is. So with that being said, we win as a town and we lose as a town.
Mm-hmm.
And we never can forget that.
Yep.
You know, that's something we always have to remember. Now, we come out here. Could you imagine the celebration? And it is funny because it wasn't that long ago when we were all this, you know, we were like this football thing, I don't know.
Ain't gonna work.
And then it turns out we have like some of the greatest years ever and hit the mountaintop.
Yep.
And I still feel that this team can do some magical things. And I know you do. I know you got a nephew out there. And,
yep.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're not going to forget that. And that's how we got to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Hey, Bubba. Yeah. May I make a bold prediction?
I love your bold prediction. West Liberty Salem. I don't think that's it, Todd Ullman. I think it was North Union.
North Union.
We did play West Liberty Salem.
Yep.
But I was thinking North.
Very far south, Logan County.
I was thinking it was North Union.
I don't remember North Union.
Todd Homan said he served so much beer at Trader Days he couldn't move his wrist.
Broke his wrist.
Yep.
He did.
Draft beers were flow.
4 hours, and I know they brought 4 kegs.
How about tenderloins? Somebody said they sold 700 tenderloins.
Ooh. They sold out of tenderloins right after I got there after the volleyball game. So an hour and 20 minutes into our shift, we were out of tenderloins.
Not too bad. Not bad.
Tremendous.
Not bad at all. No.
Another successful Trader's Day.
It is. So we got to get back on the saddle. We get a week off, and the game is on new. Is it on Fort Recovery Radio?
Yes. Which game are you talking about?
The first tournament game.
Yeah. First tournament game.
Yes.
Home?
Definitely home game.
It is a home game.
Home game.
And, of course, NFHS video.
Are we simulcasting with?
No.
No.
No. Rob is planning to be there. We will be there. WCSM might be there, they don't have next week's schedule made. I don't know yet if Fairbanks is bringing a radio station or not.
Okay.
Don't know yet. I got a text into or a email into our athletic department, but they don't have details yet.
So we don't know where you're going to be sitting. Could be out on the bleachers.
Well, we could be.
No. That's in the parking lot.
No.
And who knows about WSM? Well,
yeah, they won't be there.
Probably not.
Not that game, I would
say. That's not two locals. I think we would be fifth or sixth on their preference.
Yeah.
Because there's just several other schools playing that night that are playing closer.
Just out of curiosity, than that. Neil said that. Is there any two schools close playing each other? First game?
I don't know. Who plays this weekend? Chuck, can you look that stuff up or not? You have like the coolest headphones.
He's big.
The coolest dude. What happened though? You're not that cool.
Huh?
Exactly. You are not that cool. How about the Browns?
Browns?
They're not cool either.
Tough.
Neil, you're unbelievable. Marion Local, Division 7, number 1 seed, get a first week bye.
Take a break.
And they play the winner of 16-17 seed Cedarville and Mississauga Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Coldwater also gets a bye. They play the winner of the 16-17 seed National Trail and Triad.
Mm-hmm.
Versailles is a 4 seed. They get a first round bye. Their first game is October 17th against Preble Chaulnes or Batavia Clermont Northeastern.
Yes.
So far, the MAC is 3-0.
3-0.
New Bremen gets a first round bye, and their first game is between the winner Lehman Catholic and Charleston Southeastern. They get a bye. Yeah. St. Henry gets a bye. Their first game is between is a home versus 11 seed Grove City Christian. They're going to win.
Another win.
Fort Recovery is an 8 seed. They get a first week bye. Their first game is Saturday, October 17th versus a number 9 seed, Milford Center Fairbanks. We will win that game. We will win that game.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anna, D613, they have a first game is this Saturday, October 10th against 20 seed Miami East. Anna will win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if they win, they will travel to West Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
West Jefferson, you never know. A team that I said you don't want to play is the Minster Wildcats. Their first game is this Saturday at Delphus Jefferson, or at home versus Delphus Jefferson, who they will destroy. Mm-hmm. And then they will play the number 6 seed Allen East, who they will again beat as well.
I know.
And
that was
something today, and I can't find anywhere to confirm it, that the Minster game is either postponed or canceled.
Really?
But that's all I've heard.
I haven't heard any details,
and I can't find any confirmation of that anywhere.
Delphus St. John's plays Hardin Northern this Friday. St. John's will win that. And then they will play LCC, and they will lose. That's the first loss of the MAC.
That'd be our first one.
And Parkway is D6. They are the 19th seed. They play number 14 seed, St. Bernard Elwood Place. Parkway will win that game.
Yeah.
They're the best 0-6 team in the state.
Parkway will win that game, and then they will play Frankfort Adena. So they got some road trips. The old Panthers do. And I talked to Mr. Triplett this week. Mm-hmm. They're putting a new scoreboard up, and they're looking for some funding, and Cooper Farms is going to help them guys out a little bit. And,
good for them.
And they will continue to make the Parkway Football Stadium very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
See if we got anything else setting in. Let's see. We got the Browns. Donnie Werkamp says,
Donnie,
this year was the biggest trader days in history.
Donnie would know.
Last year, they sold 8,000 wristbands. This year, they sold 9,000 wristbands. Ran out of wristbands on Saturday.
Sounds like you ran out of everything.
Also sold 850 tenderloins before they... And let's see, they sold lots more lots this year than last year.
Mm-hmm.
850 tenderloins sold out before, and they had to go get them for the third time. And he wanted to thank Fort Recovery Radio for the advertising.
Yeah,
and we're all in this together, Donnie. And what a neat thing! I mean,
it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And they're in that group, that organization,
they do so many.
They do, yeah.
Some of it you don't know about, but they do so many things for this community. Not just money, but like for letting the community club use their facility for the fish fry.
And we have a fish fry
coming up. Yeah. 2 weeks?
That'll be fun.
Saturday?
Next Saturday.
So volleyball, who we got tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is
Minster is in trouble because we will destroy them.
Yes.
And then Saturday is at Fort Laramie.
That'd be a good one.
At 10 o'clock.
Early game. JB at 10 o'clock. Fort Recovery Radio will have it.
Yes.
I listened to you guys, the Crestview gang, Diane and Susie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would shut up. I mean, they have these. They both have great voices, and they know the volleyball.
They're pretty.
And then all of a sudden.
And they're pretty.
Well, Peckerhead comes in there. Well, this should have been. I'm like. Neil, shut up.
Okay.
These girls are doing great. And here comes Spencey chiming in.
They're both looking down, writing stats. So they weren't trying to talk. I was trying to fill in.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, that's all I was
doing. All right.
That's all I was doing.
Gap filler.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, you did good, Spencey.
We don't want dead air.
No, we don't want dead air.
We may have to have an edit on that one comment there.
What? I'm going to punch you, Rocker. So we got a big week of sports, folks.
Yep.
Get out there next Friday and support that football team. Milford Center ain't going to bring it by there. We'll have plenty of tickets.
Yep.
Get in there. Let's get this thing.
Get her going.
That's exactly right. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes,
Rocker,
sir?
One of the best. Spencey, Chucky Baby.
Chucky Baby.
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Berry. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. You remember the Gong Show?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't?
I do, but I'm guessing Chuck don't.
I was having a hard time deciphering it there.
I've never watched it, but I don't.
Chuck Barris is also the car guy, wasn't it?
No, that's Chuck.
George Barris wasn't.
Yes.
George Barris was the car guy.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Neil.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm going to punch you.
I got crickets over here, Bubba.
Crickets? Crickets. We will see everybody next Wednesday. We will have a guest in studio next Wednesday.
We get somebody coming in?
We just feel a little safer.
Bart Starr?
In here right now.
Yep. Bart's dead.
When did Bart Starr die?
If you get this right.
I'm guessing a couple years ago, at least. I mean, I know it was recently.
This is one you don't know the year?
I don't know football.
Well, but it's...
Yeah, I'm a little down on your rocker. I want to thank everybody for listening. My good friend, Mr. Hiffler, everybody have a safe week.
Yep.
Sports Talk, presented by the Wayne Street.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.